Okay, this is Sergeant Javier Aceves, and this is the interview of Correctional Officer Mary Valenzuela. Today's date is November 25th, 2020, and the time is 11:53 hours. We are inside interview room number 2 of the Internal Affairs Unit. Officer Valenzuela, I'm conducting an administrative investigation into the in-custody death incident in which you have been involved. Also present in this interview is Sergeant Abel Oropeza and your representative, Attorney Corey Glaive. During this investigation, I will be gathering facts and looking for circumstances which led up to the in-custody death incident. At the conclusion of the investigation, the administration will review the incident to determine if department policy has been followed. You are admonished that if any information is obtained, whether during the investigation or during the administrative review, that indicated you have violated any department orders, rules, regulations, policies, or procedures, you could be subject to disciplinary action. Do you understand?
Yes.
Due to the nature of this administrative investigation, Government Code Section 3303H requires me to advise you of your rights. Therefore, it is important that you understand that you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say may be used against you in court. You have the right to an attorney before and during questioning. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you before questioning if you wish. Do you understand each of these rights that I've explained to you?
Yes.
With these rights in mind, would you like to speak to me now?
My advice to counsel, directing my client not to waive her constitutional rights. Say no.
No.
While you have the right to remain silent with regard to any criminal investigation, you do not have the right to refuse to answer my questions administratively. This is an administrative investigation. I am therefore ordering you to answer all of my questions fully and honestly. If you refuse to answer my questions, your refusal to do so and or silence can be deemed as insubordination and result in administrative discipline up to and including termination. Any statement you make under compulsion of the threat of such discipline cannot be used against you criminally or in any civil proceeding except in limited circumstances. Do you understand?
Yes.
Are you aware that this interview is being recorded?
Yes.
While we have a break, at this point we would ask for a copy of any complaint against my client that may exist. To the extent my client was already interviewed or questioned about this, we'll raise the second interview request under Government Code Section 3303G for reports, complaints, notes, etc. And then we will make a request to maintain all documents, posts, emails, communications of any sort until this matter is fully resolved.
Yes, sir, that is noted. Okay.
And then, do you want, no.
Go ahead.
Upon coming for the interview, we were provided the opportunity to review, I don't know if it's one video or two camera angles of a video, and we're directed to a certain time period. We have a log, for better lack of a better term, and then a incident report for a inmate.
Yes. Okay. And you had time to review these items, the log, the inmate information, and the video?
Not the entire video, but the areas that you pointed our attention to.
Okay. Okay. Officer Valenzuela, were you working on November 3rd, 2020?
Yes.
Okay. Can you, what was your shift and assignment?
My shift on that day was 2A, and I was assigned S&E.
Okay, and can you tell me the time of 2A? What is that, from what period to what period?
It's from 1800 to 0630, but I didn't start till 2130.
Okay, so 2130.
It was an overtime shift for me.
So 2130 on November 3rd?
Yes.
Through November 4th?
Yes.
Okay, and what is an SE assignment?
Search and escort.
And so what does... Go ahead.
You're basically assigned to the floor doing escorts or answering radio calls.
Okay. Does that assignment also entail relieving officers?
Yes.
For breaks? Okay. At what point did you relieve CO Fernandez from her post on a module?
Yes. I got up there about midnight.
Okay. Can you tell me about that? How you relieved her?
Was assigned to relieve her at midnight. Went up there, talked to her for a few minutes, and then she left to her lunch break.
Okay. And where was this post at that you relieved her at?
Housing Unit 3 Charlie 3 Delta.
3 Charlie 3 Delta.
Yes.
And that, those modules, they hold inmates?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know how many approximately inmates there were that night, or?
I don't.
Okay. Do you know the capacity of?
Usually each housing unit will house 64 inmates. I knew I wasn't full, so like maybe 50-something in each housing unit.
Okay. And what are some of the things you do while in that post position?
Relieving, I mean, we usually will do a check within that hour period.
Okay, usually or you will?
Well, you will.
Okay, and tell me about the checks. How does that, tell me the process of conducting a check.
Depending on when the last one was done, it's usually within about, we usually do it between 30 to 40, 45 minutes, and we just go to each cell with our flashlights and make sure the inmates are in there, breathing, alive and well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how often are those checks conducted?
Usually between 30 to 40, 45 minutes.
Okay, so that's, you have that discretion to do it 45 minutes?
Yeah, or? You can actually, I mean, you can do it as often as you like. I mean, you can do it in shorter increments if you'd like, but usually it's within 30 to 40 minutes.
Is there a policy that states a certain amount of time at the very minimum?
I believe the policy says it's within an hour, an hour increment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Questions?
So you mentioned that you relieved Officer Fernandez for her break, is that correct?
For her lunch. Her lunch break, yes.
How long was her lunch break?
1 hour.
Okay. Before you relieved Officer Fernandez for her lunch break, mm-hmm. did you determine what time was her last check of the inmates?
I did not.
Okay.
Okay, going back to that question, as far as determining the last check of the inmates, how do you do that? How do you determine when the last check was done?
Usually, I mean, a common practice for us, we usually will brief each other. I just did a check 5 minutes ago, or your next check is due in 10 minutes or something like that. We usually will verbalize it with each other.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there another means of doing knowing when the last check was?
You could also check on the computer. Okay. If you do some, I don't know the exact stuff, but like a log history kind of thing, it'll show you when the last, or when their last entry was done.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And were you logged on to a computer for that period?
Yes.
Okay. And is a log something that you do every time you're in that position?
Yes.
Okay. And what information is written on that log?
Well, when we log on under our badge number, just our information will show up. So whatever entry I've done on it, either in that housing unit or on the floor, will be on there. Just my my information. Okay. Unless you go searching and.
Can you give me an example of information that you've written on a log, or it can be found on a log, or something that you would write?
I'm
going to say it's outside the state in each of the investigation. Pursuant to the notice.
Okay. That evening, did you make an entry into the log? That shift.
I don't remember. That I don't remember.
Okay.
Because I didn't start beginning of watch. I started after. I don't remember if I had made any entries yet.
Okay. Is this log that I have provided in front of you, is that something that... Is this a copy of what would be written?
No. The only thing that would show when I log on would be my entry, okay. Not all this other stuff. Unless you go into the computer and kind of do like a search history,
okay.
Then you would see all this stuff.
Okay, so what you're saying is what I provided you is not your log, is a log of everything that occurred that
correct.
Night? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Did you make an entry into the log as according to this document that I provide you?
Yes.
Okay, and what time was that?
At 1:04.
Okay, so did you make an entry?
I did.
Okay,
yes.
Can you tell me what entry you made?
That I did a welfare check.
Okay. Did you conduct a welfare check?
I did not.
You did not? Okay. Can you tell me why you did not?
I was going to. Usually, what I've done is when I hear my partner coming back, I usually will do a check before they come back. That way they don't have to do one for another 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then I just got sidetracked talking to her when she came up there. We started talking and I didn't complete my check.
Okay. So you wrote down on the log that you completed a check.
Yes.
But you did not.
Correct.
And that was not conveyed to Correctional Officer Fernandez.
No.
Okay. And would Correctional Officer Fernandez have a means to determine if a check was completed if you don't verbalize that?
Yes.
Which is, would be what?
Doing a search history.
Okay. As we discussed, I guess, as you explained that.
Yes.
You could log on and see what has been done.
Correct.
Okay. Anything?
When did you realize that you did not conduct the check?
When I heard the radio call go out that she needed assistance in 3 Delta.
Okay, so prior to that radio call,
mm-hmm.
At no point did you remember, oh, I didn't do a check?
I didn't, no.
Okay.
Okay, so how long was her Code 7 break for or her lunch?
1 hour.
Okay, and in that time, you would have had to complete how many checks?
At least one. If she had just did her check before I got there, at least one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And did she tell you when her last check was?
No.
Okay. Did you look to see when her last check was?
I did not.
Okay. So would it be fair to say that you should have completed 2 checks in that 1 hour block, or at least determine when her last check was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, are you agreeing with him, or is that
your
position?
Well, I would agree with them, not necessarily doing the 2 checks, but at least verifying when her last check was. Yes.
Okay. And did you verify that when her last check was?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So you said that the checks are to be conducted twice in 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't that require 2 checks?
No, because if I do mine like at 1:35, 1:40, because she left like a little bit after midnight, it would probably be close to like maybe 5 or 10 minutes when she comes back when the next check is due. At least 5 or 10 minutes from when the next check is due.
Okay. I don't know. Are you?
No.
Okay. Okay, so you're saying that one check would be sufficient?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the policy states minimum of 2 per hour.
Right.
Okay. What conversation did you have with CO Celeste Fernandez upon you relieving her? You made some sort of contact with her?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Do you recall what you discussed?
I don't.
So are you talking about when she relieved Fernandez or when Fernandez came back?
When she relieved Fernandez.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I don't remember. I know we had small talk. I think it was, I asked her how her vacation was. I remember asking her how her vacation was because she was on vacation. And maybe about school or something, or a relationship she had just broken up with,
okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
I don't get too much into her business. But
now, upon her relieving you,
mm-hmm.
was there a discussion, a conversation about what needed to be done?
No.
Something about the mods?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Just to clarify, I think what my partner was asking, so just an example, if you relieve an officer at midnight.
Yes.
And that officer conducts a welfare check at 2350, 2355.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're not required to do a welfare check until approximately 30 minutes after that, correct?
Correct.
Therefore, you would only have to do one check within that hour break?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Is that clear for
Yeah,
question?
I'm sorry if it's yes. not sounding yeah. right, but yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you inform Officer Fernandez of what time you logged your welfare check before she relieved you?
No.
Okay. While in the middle classification office, did you tell anyone that you documented a welfare check at 104 hours but had not done a physical check of an inmate?
In the middle classification office?
Yeah.
No.
So did you tell anybody anywhere?
Yes.
That you had not done documented a check, but in fact had not done so.
I did.
Okay, can you tell me about that?
After the incident happened, I told my supervisor, Claudia Villa, about that.
Okay, and how did that come about?
I felt that she had to know that the entry, that I did do the entry, and I didn't complete the check. I mean, as my supervisor, I felt she had the need and the right to know what I had failed to do.
Okay, and how did that communication initiate?
I went into her office and I asked her if I can speak to her. I briefly kind of told her what happened, and then she told me that she not to say anything, don't talk about it, and just hold off on saying anything anymore to her.
Okay. Did she tell me what happened, or is it something you initiated?
No, it's something that I initiated.
Okay.
When you refer to the incident, just to clarify, what incident are you referring to?
The suicide. It was after the whole incident had happened, the suicide.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she did not ask you to come to the office.
No.
She did not say, tell me what happened.
No.
You yourself sought her out.
Yes.
And told her.
Yes.
Okay. And at some point she told you to what?
She said something to don't say nothing, don't tell me anything anymore, just hold off on saying, you know, anything to anybody.
Okay. Okay, while in the shift command office, did you apologize to someone for what happened and said the incident was your fault? And we're referring to what happened with the suicide.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I might have told Via when I was in the office with her.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean,
I think she's the only one I cried to that day. I mean, my emotions were all over the place, and you know, I felt that it. Of course, that.
It's okay.
You okay?
Okay, did Supervisor Andrade Villa tell you she could not talk to you about what happened?
Yes.
Okay. Did she offer you peer support?
She did.
Okay. Is that something you accepted, peer support?
Or? No.
Okay.
I'll just wait to
Okay. Again. So I've got video to show on this.
No.
Okay. Sure. So, I'm going to direct your attention to the video. There's two camera angles. It's the same video, from what I understand, but just two different angles. We have the desk, and I, from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is one module here where I have the little icon, right?
Yes.
And the other side's another module?
Yes.
And at night, this opens up, and this becomes one large module.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, there's two desks here in the center. Are they assigned to somebody specifically, or
no?
So you could access whatever information from this terminal,
yes,
as well as that one.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. All right. So I'm going to zoom in to the one that says the camera that says Officer's Podium, and. And there you have the time is 11:40 hours on that evening. And who would that person be at that terminal?
Officer Fernandez.
Okay. And how do you know that's her?
Because she's who I relieved.
Okay.
And then I recognize her.
Okay. I'm going to fast forward it. All right. Okay. And you see her on this other camera angle, mm-hmm. described as 3 delta cells, 21 to 24. What is she doing?
Do you know what she's doing?
Do you know what she's doing?
Right there, I don't know. I mean,
Okay, that's fine.
It looks like she's walking back to her podium, but she...
Okay. So I'm going to fast forward the video. Okay. So the time I have is 11:59 hours. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to play from there. Let me back up a little bit. Okay, I'm gonna go back to 11:44 the time. So at this time, we don't see Officer Fernandez anywhere on mm-hmm. either camera angle. Now this cell here, that would be where inmate Jones was housed,
yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, just so we're clear on it, you're talking the video that says cell 22 to 24?
21 to 24.
21 through 24, and it's next to 2 blue doors and then the brown door is the cell door. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that's in the upper level?
Yes.
Okay. So I continued playing the video. Okay. I'm going to pause it at 11:45 and 18 seconds. There's somebody present walking up on the, what do you call this, the cell area?
Mess level.
Okay.
And when you say somebody, you're talking about two, it looks like the suicide victim's door and then 2 doors down.
Okay. I'm going to continue playing the video. And can you tell me who that is?
Officer Fernandez.
Okay, can you tell me what she's doing, if you, or what it appears she's doing?
Cell welfare check.
Okay. And the time is 11:45 hours and 26 seconds, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So at times she's illuminating the cells with a flashlight, is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to fast forward slightly.
You can also scroll it to your notes. Might be fast.
Okay. Okay, so it appears she returns back to the desk. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. At that time, looking at the at the log here, was there a log entry as far as her checks?
So we're looking at for 11:47.
Somewhere around 11:47.
Yes.
Okay. What time does she make a log entry?
11:47.
Okay. And what did she write?
Welfare check, code 4, C4.
Okay. So I'm going to fast forward it now. Looks like she's staying at her post, which is the desk podium area. Okay. At 11:59 and 59 seconds, it appears, is that you entering?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and you're there to release, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to fast forward it. Okay, it looks like she exits at 12:02 and 41 seconds. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to zoom in on you. Okay. I'm going to fast forward it. Do you remember what you're doing there?
I don't know if I had was going through my emails or on Facebook. Maybe I'll check my emails since I...
Okay, and so far we're up to 12:15 a.m. Okay, I'm going to fast forward it a little faster. Okay, we're at 12:45 in the morning. Can you tell me what you're doing there?
Sleeping, dozing off.
While we're looking at the video, I'll put an objection on the record. Obviously, there's nothing in the notice regarding logs, search, welfare checks, sleeping, or any other allegation.
Noted, sir. So at 12:48, can you tell me what you're doing?
Sleeping.
I'm going to fast forward it. At some point, you raise your head. Okay, we're at 12:52 in the morning. It seems, at 12:56, what are you doing at that point?
Sleeping.
Okay. Just so the record's clear, there are times where she raises her head and then puts it back down.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to slow down the video. Okay, I'm going to fast forward to 104 when Valenzuela, when CO Fernandez returns. Okay, you hear something that sounds like maybe the cell door, is that correct?
The module door.
The module door.
Yes.
At 104?
Yes.
And 19 seconds. And that is CO Fernandez returning?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and again, there was there any information as far as inmate check with her at that time?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and fast forward it. Okay, so at 1:14 and 15 seconds, at that time, you leave the module,
yes,
is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and do you know what your next assignment was?
I was going on lunch. I went on lunch right after that.
Okay. Okay, So you didn't conduct a inmate check?
No.
And there was a period of time that you were sleeping?
Yes.
On duty. Okay. I got anything else? No. Sir, do you have any?
Yes. When we were reviewing the videos, the mod showed view of inmate
Jones.
Moving at 1:10 and 1:15 a.m., correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's go back to that. So at 1:10,
go start at like 1:09.
Okay.
Please.
Is that good right there?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to zoom in on his cell. Okay. And just for the record, there's it's a wooden cell door with a glass window. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I hit play at 1:09 and 19 seconds. Okay, we're at 1:10 and 2 seconds on the video.
There.
Okay, so at 1:10 and 14 seconds, there's some sort of movement by inmate Jones inside his cell. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
then if you want to jump to 115.
Okay, 115.
Or go to 114 and then play it.
114.
That should be good.
Right there?
Yeah.
114.
We have 114.09. My client leaves the mod.
Okay. Fast forward it a bit. Let's slow it down. And we're at 1:14 in the morning and 55 seconds.
In there.
Okay, that's 1:15 and we'll say 35 seconds, 36 seconds. There's some sort of movement inside by inmate Jones. Okay, at this time you're clearly not in the module. You indicated on your log that you conducted a check at what time?
104.
104, okay. So the next check would be when for the next?
About 135 or so. 135
or so. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the person assuming control, which would be Seal Fernandez,
yes,
would that require her to conduct a check at what, about what time?
At least by 134.
Okay.
And she actually really conducts it.
Like 130, I think, a little bit sooner.
Okay.
Even though it's not on the log.
No, she didn't log.
She didn't log a check?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't log.
Okay, so at 1:30 and 26 seconds, she conducts her inmate checks.
Yes.
I'm going to fast forward that. So at 1:21, she's still at the podium desk area. So at 1:30 and 42 seconds, she gets up to conduct her checks, which would be about right, considering if she was going off the log, right?
Yes.
Or if she was going off her return from lunch.
Correct. Let me slow it down. Let me back it up slightly.
Frame rate is having some jumps.
Okay, and looking at camera angle 3 delta cells 21 to 24, it appears she's conducting inmate checks at 1:35 and 19 seconds.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. She's using her flashlight to illuminate into the cell?
Yes.
Okay, at 1:35 in about 33 seconds, she's viewing Mr. Jones's cell. Is that correct?
Yes.
not using a flashlight because there's lights on inside.
Correct.
It appears she's communicating with using a radio?
Yes.
And at 1:36 and about 1:36, we have medical staff entering to render medical aid. Did you do any type of life-saving?
I did.
Okay, what did you do?
When I entered, they asked for the defibrillator, so I ran to the third floor, got the defibrillator. When I came back up, they were doing CPR, and I was in the rotation of assisting with CPR on him.
Okay, did you actually give chest compressions or
chest air? Compressions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fast forward it some. Okay, so you arrive at the cell at about 1:37 mm-hmm. and 21 seconds. You go get?
Yes, the defibrillator.
Okay. Okay, you return at 1:38:58. Okay, the video ends at 1:40. Okay. I've got nothing else.
Okay. We're good.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and conclude this interview. The time is 12:41.